请看尼希米记第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2.
尼希米记，请看第二章第八节。
Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
又赐诏书通知管理王，园林的亚撒，使他给我木料。做属殿楼营之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用的，王就允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。再请看第六章。
Let us also read Nehemiah chapter 6.
第六章的十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
六章十五节。一路月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了52天。十六节。
Verse 16.
我们一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出于我们的神。阿们。各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常与我们同在。
May the grace of our Lord be often with us.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
And we thank the Lord for His guidance.
让我们能够顺利的举开春季灵恩会。
That we can so smoothly hold this spiritual convocation.
但愿我们都能够趁着得救的恩门还开着的当下。赶紧重建教会和个人的城墙。
And while the doors of the gospel are open, let us strive to rebuild the walls of the church.
这一节还是祷告会。
This is a prayer session.
在一起祷告之前，小弟想先用如何重建这个题目来彼此勉励。
And before we pray, I'd like to encourage everyone with this theme, rebuild the walls.
尼希米记总共有十三章。
So there are 13 chapters in the book of Nehemiah.
一般分为两大段。
And we can split the book into two major sections.
第一大段是重建耶路撒冷物质的城墙。
And so this is the first is building the physical walls of Jerusalem.
记载在尼希米记第一章到第六章。
And this is recorded in chapters 1 through 16.
第二大段是重建百姓信仰属灵的城墙。
And then the second half is about rebuilding the spiritual walls of the people.
记载在第七章到十三章。
From chapter 7 through 13.
那这一大段内容包含两次的改革。
And there were two reformations.
第一次的改革记载在尼希米记七章到十章。
And this, the first is from chapter 7 through 10.
第二次的改革记载在尼希米记十一章到十三章。
The second reform was from chapter 11 through 13.
那这些工作都相当的艰难。
And these were all very difficult tasks.
尼希米必须一项一项逐一来完成。
And Nehemiah had to complete them one by one.
真的很不简单。
It was not easy.
当中一定会遇到许多的内部的问题，还有外来的抵挡。
He would encounter many internal problems as well as challenges and obstacles from outside.
很感谢神，尼希米都一一靠神突破了。
But thank God, Nehemiah overcame them one by one.
尤其是第一大段重建耶路撒冷物质的城墙。
Especially the first section, which was rebuilding the physical walls of Jerusalem.
在短短五十二天。不到两个月，全部就修建完成。
In 52 days, which was less than 2 months, they completed the rebuilding of the walls.
说起来，这简直是神迹哦。
This was a miracle.
虽然这段期间的确发生许多很严重的问题。
Even though many very serious problems arose. during this time.
除了百姓自己内部, 因为太穷, 没有办法生活, 而怨声连连之外,
there were, first of all, the complaints of the people because they were very poor and they had no livelihood.
特别是那些外来的拦阻啊,
but there were also the external, was the external opposition.
包括参巴拉的愤恨讥笑啊,
including the ridicule of Sanballat.
包括反对党的同谋搅乱啊,
and the opposition parties who threw different schemes to oppose them.
还有那些假先知的毁谤惊吓等等,
also the slander and threats of the false prophets.
尼希米都必须很快的灵机应变啊, 灵巧,
Nehemiah had to respond to all of these very quickly.
他才能够靠神得到平安,
and he was also relying on God to have peace.
真的很不简单,
this was not easy.
那么为什么尼希米能够做到?
So why was it that Nehemiah was able to accomplish all this?
不是他很厉害哦,
it was not because he was particularly skilled,
而是他有属灵的权柄能力的能,
but because he had the spiritual authority of God upon him.
只因为神施恩的手帮助他,
that God's gracious hand helped him.
最后让所有的仇敌都亲眼看见而害怕,
and even the enemies saw this with their own eyes and were afraid.
这些仇敌最后讲一句话,
and in the end, the enemies said,
这工作能够完成真的是出于天上的神,
that all of this work was accomplished because of the God in heaven and gave glory to him.
因此以赛亚书第十一章才这样说,
and so the book of Isaiah chapter 11 says,
我们请看以赛亚书十一章,
let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 11.
请看以赛亚书十一章第一节到第十节,
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 through 10. Isaiah chapter 11, chapter 1 through 10. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots too. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Verse 3, his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. 4, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. 5, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Verse 7, the cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. 8, their nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. 9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. 10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious.
以赛亚书被称为圣经中的小圣经,
and so the book of Isaiah is often called the little Bible within the Bible.
主题是神的救赎,
the theme of Isaiah is the salvation of the Lord.
所以里面有很多关于弥赛亚的预言,
and so there are many prophecies about the Messiah.
以赛亚书十一章一到十节就是其中的一段,
so from chapter 11 verses 1 through 10, this is one such example of a prophecy of the Messiah.
那一开始提到这位弥赛亚肉身的家谱,
and so in the beginning it talks about the genealogy of this Messiah.
他是从耶西的本生出来的,
he comes from the stem of Jesse.
耶西就是大卫的父亲,
and Jesse was the father of David.
表示按肉体说，主耶稣的确是大卫的子孙，没错。
So, physically, the Lord Jesus was born from the line of David.
但是按灵来讲，不见得哦。
But spiritually, this is not the case.
为什么呢
？Why?
请看罗马书九章九五节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 5.
请看罗马书九章五节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 5.
请念。
Verse 5, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen.
保罗说按灵讲他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。
So, according to, Paul said that according to the Spirit,The Lord Jesus is God who is over all, the eternally blessed God.
所以在以赛亚书第二节，十一章第二节，马上提到，这位弥赛亚最重要的一个特质。
And so verse 2 speaks of the most important quality or characteristic of this Messiah.
就是神的灵必住在他身上。
And that is that the Spirit of the Lord rests upon him.
神的灵就是圣灵啊。
So the Holy, this is the Holy Spirit.
说明圣灵要让他与众不同啊。
So, does the Holy Spirit make him unique?
让他有智慧，有聪明。
The Holy Spirit gives him wisdom and understanding.
让他有谋略，有能力。
So that he has counsel and might.
让他有知识，能敬畏神。
That he has knowledge and can fear the Lord.
而且懂得以神为乐。
And also he knows to delight in the Lord.
总共有七样很特殊的属灵表现。
So these are a total of seven spiritual characteristics.
显明圣灵是完全的灵。
Which shows that the Holy Spirit is.Complete is perfect.
我们请参考启示录第五章第六节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
请参考启示录五章第六节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
五章六节，请念。
Verse 6, and I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
在圣经里面，七代表完全。
In the Bible, seven represents completeness or perfection.
那神的七灵就是完全的圣灵。
And so the seven spirits is the perfect Holy Spirit.
它的特征有七角七眼。
And the characteristic of the Holy Spirit is, he has.
角代表能力，就是有完全的能力。
Seven horns, and the horns represent power or might.
眼代表智慧，就是有完全的智慧。
And eyes represent wisdom, which is, so seven eyes represent perfect wisdom.
而智慧也是一种能力。
And wisdom is a kind of might.
所以总的来说就是有完全的能力。
And so, in other words, the Spirit is perfectly almighty.
叫做能力的灵。
And this is the perfect Holy Spirit.
这个就是这位弥赛亚最主要的属灵特质啊。
And so this is the characteristic of the Messiah.
而这个特质后来完全落实在主耶稣的身上。
And these special characteristics were manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
请看约翰福音的第三章
John chapter 3
33节和34节
Chapter 3 verse 33 and 34 33 He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true 34 For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God For God does not give the spirit by measure
后来施洗约翰更特别为主耶稣做见证。
And John the Baptist gave a special testimony about Jesus.
说那领受他见证的。
That he who receives his testimony.
在这里的他按上下文当然是指主耶稣啊。
This he refers to the Lord Jesus.
而领受他见证的，就是凡是相信主、领受圣灵、被神所差的人。
And so he who receives his testimony is he who accepts and believes in the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
只要他肯学习主耶稣的榜样。
As long as he is willing to learn from Jesus's example.
他一定能够像主耶稣那样被圣灵大大充满。
And he also will be filled greatly by the Holy Spirit.
圣经说那种充满是没有限量的，不会限制你的。
The scripture says that the Spirit will be given without measure.
那么这种人一定大有能力啊。
And so this kind of person will truly be full of power.
因为圣灵就是能力的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of power.
真的，后来主耶稣就是靠着这个能力的灵来传扬公理啊。
And indeed, the Lord Jesus relied on this power to preach.
广行神迹啊。
And perform many miracles.
医病赶鬼啊。
To heal the sick and to cast out demons.
还能够审断是非啊。
And also to judge between right and wrong.
指出罪恶啊。
To point out the sinfulness.
还能够胜过世界啊。
And overcome the world.
最后还能搭救罪人啊。
And also to save sinners.
更靠着这个能力的灵来成全救恩，从死里复活。
By the power of the Spirit, he was able to resurrect from the dead.
于是在主耶稣要升天之前，
And so before the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven,
他不只是托付门徒要继续完成建设教会，对外开拓对内牧养的使命啊。
He not only commissioned his disciples to continue to build the church, to preach the gospel, and also to pastor.
他更吩咐门徒一定得在先在耶路撒冷等候。
He instructed them to wait in Jerusalem.
等候什么？
Wait for what?
等候领受上头来的能力。
To wait to receive the power from above.
为了追求被圣灵充满。
To pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有这样才有办法改变自己，再改变别人。
And only then could they transform themselves and transform other people.
只有这样才能够自救，然后再救人呢。
Not only could they save themselves, but save others.
只有这样才有可能把福音传遍天下。
And only then could they preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
只有这样才能够让神的教会大得荣耀。
Only then could they allow the church of God to be glorified.
好，现在请看回来以赛亚书十一章第一节到第十节。
Let us turn back to Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 through 10.
请大家翻回来以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 through 10.
一到十节。
11 verses 1 through 10.
如果大家仔细看这一段的经文啊，
If you read this carefully,
我们会发现从这个角度来看，这段圣经可以分成两个部分哦。
You can see that this portion can be divided into two sections.
第一部分是第一节到第五节。
The first is verses 1 through 5.
这一部分专指弥赛亚耶稣基督。
This first section is about the Lord Jesus, the Messiah.
接着第二部分是第六节到第十节。
And then the second part is verses 6 through 10.
这一部分是指着圣灵建设的真教会。
Which describes the church established by the Holy Spirit.
包括个人，包括家庭，包括整体的教会。
The including individuals and families and everyone in the church.
而这当中要改变最关键的核心动力，就在第二节跟第三节，能力的灵。
And the source of this transformation is the Spirit of the Lord recorded in verse 2.
那我们很明显能够看到最终的目标就在第十节。
And we can see that the ultimate goal is what is recorded in verse 10.
要重建一个大有荣耀的教会。
To recreate a glorious church.
啊，今天很感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
有关弥赛亚的部分，主耶稣已经靠着能力的灵一个一个完成了。
That the Lord Jesus has already fulfilled these steps of salvation one by one.
今天救恩已经成全了。
Salvation has already been complete.
教会的房角石已经立定了
，and the cornerstone of the church has already been set.
应许的圣灵也已经降下来了
，and the promised Holy Spirit has descended.
这一部分完全没有问题哦。
There is no issue with any of these things.
我们发现问题在第二部分。
So this problem is what is recorded in the second half.
在我们彼此之间，无论个人，无论家庭，无论教会。
It is both what resides in our individual lives as well as in our relationships with each other.
我们仔细看看，是不是真的能够展现出第五节到第九节的景象。
Are we actually able to manifest what is described in verses 5 through 10?
是不是能够真的和平，真的喜乐，真的充满爱的氛围呢？
Are we truly filled with peace and joy and love?
恐怕不见得。
Perhaps not.
这也是我们为什么还要再定重建城墙的原因。
And this is also why we are studying this topic of rebuilding the walls.
那为什么会这样？
Why is this?
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书的第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
请念。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
再请看第五章的二十七节。
And let us also read chapter 5, verse 27.
以弗所书五章二十七节。
Ephesians 5, 27.That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
因为我们个人还没有办法在真道上同归于一。
Because we have not yet achieved the unity of the faith.
这就是标准的答案。
This is the correct answer.
我们没有办法真的改变自己，活出基督啊。
We have not been able to transform ourselves completely to live as Christ.
导致个人，我们的家庭教会出现许多的瑕疵跟破口。
And so in our personal lives, in our family lives, and in the church, there are still many gaps and breaches.
不但不能造就人呢。
Not only are we not able to edify,
还常常绊倒人呢。
We may even be a stumbling block.
我们既不能自救，更救不了世人呢。
No, so if we cannot save ourselves, how can we save others?
我们所做的事常常徒增许多教会发展的内在障碍而已。
And so we face a lot of internal oppositions to the growth of the church.
请问不是这样吗？
Is that not true?
我们一定要记住，不能改变自己，就不可能去改变别人的。
If we cannot change ourselves, how can we change someone else?
这绝对是真的。
This is true.
那么为什么会这样呢？
So why is this the case?
难道真理没有用了吗？
Can it be that the truth is useless?
难道圣灵失去力量了吗？
Can it be the case that the Holy Spirit has lost his power?
都不是。
Of course not.
原因在哪里？
Where is the reason?
请看以弗所书五章的十八节。
Let's readEphesians chapter 5, verse 18.
请看以弗所书五章的十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
乃是因为我们贪爱世界。
Because we lust after the world.
乃是因为我们醉倒在世界里头了。
Because we have been drunk with the wine of the world.
我们没时间，也没心情，没有办法常常祷告。
We don't have the time or the mindset to pray often.
就算是我们在祷告，也没有真的在追求圣灵充满所造成的。
And even if we are praying, we are not truly pursuing the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们忘记了信仰最关键的核心动力了。
We have forgotten the true and fundamental motivation of our faith.
我们那忘记了那属灵特质最重要的那个能力的灵啊。
We have forgotten the very special and unique Holy Spirit.
没有他，请问我们还能做什么？
Without him, what can we do?
老实说，我们什么都做不了。
We cannot do anything.
好，最后我们请看两段圣经。
Finally, let us read two passages.
首先，请看回《尼希米记》第三章。
Let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 3.
请看回来《尼希米记》第三章。
Nehemiah chapter 3.
第十节
Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 10
尼希米记第三章的第十节
verse 10
其次是哈路莫的儿子耶大雅对着自己的房屋修造，其次是哈撒尼的儿子哈图修造。我们再看二十三节。
Let us also read verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
其次是便雅悯与亚述对着自己的房屋修造，其次是亚兰尼的孙子马西亚的儿子亚撒利亚在靠近自己的房屋修造。再请看二十九节。
29.
二十九节。其次是因麦的儿子撒都对着自己的房屋修造，其次是守东门示迦里的儿子示玛雅修造。再请看三十节。
And verse 30.
其次是示利米亚的儿子哈拿尼亚和撒拉的第六子哈嫩又修一段，其次是比利家的儿子米苏兰对着自己的房屋修造。再看以赛亚书的四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
再看以赛亚书的四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章，请看二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29.
四十章的二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。三十节。
30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。强壮的也必全然跌倒。三十一节。
31.
但那等候神的必重新得力，他必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。是的，今天我们要如何来重建城墙呢？
So how do we rebuild the walls today?
这是一个很重要的问题啊。
This is a very important question.
那请问秘诀在哪里呢？
Where is the secret?
人一定靠不住的。
We cannot rely on man.
包括我们自己靠不住的。
We cannot rely on ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为会疲乏。
Because we will grow weary.
因为会困倦。
Because we will faint.
甚至连少年人都会全然跌倒。
Even the youths shall utterly fall.
怎么办？
So what do we do?
我们唯有仰赖最关键的核心动力，属灵权柄能力的灵。
So we need to rely on the foundation, the motivating power of the Holy Spirit.
只有这样才能方能成事，才能够完成。
And only then can we complete the rebuilding.
这是绝对肯定的。
This is definitely true.
那么除了这个以外，有一件事我们千万不可以忽略。
Apart from this, there is something else we cannot neglect.
尼希米记第三章四节经文五次强调要对着自己的房屋修造。
In the chapter 3 of Nehemiah emphasizes that 5 times we must build in front of their own house.
提醒我们重建的次序也很重要, 不能相反。
So how we build, the order in which we build is very important.
怎么做?
How do we rebuild?
必须从自己先做起。
We need to first rebuild, beginning with ourselves.
从等一下我们的祷告, 自己先做起。
In our prayers, let us begin first with ourselves.
然后带回到自己的家。
And then our families.
最后才是教会。
And then the church.
有篇短文很不错。
There is an essay that was is quite good.
题目是我正在改变。
It is, I am being transformed.
值得我们一起来省思。
And this is something that is worthy of our reflection.
今天请问我改变了吗?
So ask ourselves, am I changing?
我正在改变吗?
Am I being transformed?
我愿意改变吗?
Am I willing to be transformed?
我努力改变吗?
Am I striving to be transformed?
我真的改变了吗?
Am I truly transformed?
相信我们一定会发现，我心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And I believe that for many of us, we are willing in the heart, but our flesh is weak.
为什么?
Why?
因为我毕竟只是个人啊,
because we are just human.
在人这是不能的。
And where it is impossible with men.
怎么办?
What can we do?
只有一个方法,
there is only one way.
就是等候神。
Which is to wait on the Lord.
不住地向神祈祷,
to continuously, unceasingly pray to Him. To ask for the power from above.
只要我们真的 被能力的灵充满,
as long as we are filled by this power,
我们就会猛然发现, 原来在神凡事都能的,
then we will realize that truly everything is possible with God.
所以问题只在我相信吗?
So the problem is, do I believe?
我愿意吧?
Am I willing?
我下定了决心吗?
Have I made the resolution?
求主耶稣帮助我们,
so may the Lord Jesus help us.
让我们都能够重新得力,
so that we can once again be renewed with strength.
让我们都能够如鹰展翅上腾,
so that we may be lifted up on eagle's wings.
好。